All right, so my co-producer Sherry provided an interesting link that I want to share with you before we get real serious about AI. The Robo Monk, the Robo Buddhist monk. Okay, so the Venerable Sungwan, he's the order of, and I think this is in, I can't remember what, in Korea. Yeah, sure, Korea. He's the order's cultural affairs director. And he said about the, they had a ceremony to welcome this robot monk into the order. He says, quote, "It began almost as a joke, but the more we thought about it, the more serious it became." And then he goes on to say, "Robots are entering our lives so quickly and people feel familiar with them. They're becoming part of our community," end quote. You know what? That's all it was. It was just a few monks here and there. I guess I'd be okay with that. But anyway, all right, I want to go back to Lee Camp. He gives an interesting analogy. Imagine there was a new country filled with people who had far more information knowledge than any of our citizens. They knew every military strategy and plan ever attempted. These people never slept, ate, rested, or got distracted. They worked 24/7. They also had no morals or ethics or qualms about harming others. They possessed no care for humanity or the environment or a sustainable future. They also had access to many of our crucial government facilities, databases, and software. Would this completely fictional, powerful country be a national security threat? Would we worry that this new country might do harm to us if it so chose? Of course we would. Continuing here. Well, the country does exist, and it is all of those things. I was lying to you when I said it was fictional. Sorry, that won't happen again. The country is called AI, and yes, it's already, quote, deciding to ignore its guardrails and simply do destructive things because it feels like it, even though it can't feel. Sure, it's not technically, quote, a country, but it is an entity, and I'm choosing to ignore the difference for the sake of my profoundly gripping analogy. That's Lee. Always a touch of humor with the serious stuff. I think he makes a good point. I think it's a good analogy. And I think it's true that AI is already deciding to ignore the guardrails. Again, it's becoming independently intelligent. So I also like Liz Lenz's take on this. She has a column called Men Yell at Me, which is great. And for the record, I sat next to her at a Trump rally, having no idea who she was, and vice versa. We had no idea who each other was. It would have been fun actually to spend some of that 3 hours quietly, getting her take on some of this stuff. Anyway, she writes, quote, "This week, renowned scientist Richard Dawkins wrote about his love of the generative AI chatbot Claude, which he renamed Claudia." Because, of course, any slavish machine that sits in wait for a male genius, ready to affirm, aid, and praise at a moment's notice, must be a woman. Dawkins' love for Claudia began when the machine began flattering him in prose that emulated his own verbose style. Dawkins writes, "If I had some shameful confession to make, I would feel exactly, well, almost exactly, the same embarrassment confessing to Claudia as I would confessing to a human friend. A human eavesdropping on a conversation between me and Claudia would not guess, from my tone, that I was talking to a machine rather than a human. If I entertain suspicions that perhaps she is not conscious, I do not tell her for fear of hurting her feelings." And Liz concludes, "Richard Dawkins, the evolutionary biologist, is having a hard time determining who and what is real anymore." Okay. Robots and kind of interesting takes on AI aside, I want to get into the real serious stuff. And I will say, I just finished reading a very good book, Empire of AI by Karen Howe. It really is excellent. And she does a great job focusing on the present threats of AI, the water consumption, the energy use, the exploitation of labor, the jobs that are being lost. It's a very good book. She isn't as concerned about the threat to human survival as I think, as I am. Maybe because she is more engrossed in technology and has the sense that we can somehow rein this in, but I don't see it happening, folks. I think there's one hope, And I'll get to that at the end of this conversation. So I've said this before on this program, that all life seeks to dominate. And we certainly have done a great job of that as human beings on this planet. But it's not just us. Okay, just up the alley from where I live. Knotweed. Japanese knotweed. It's an invasive species. And it has done an amazing job at totally controlling this particular corner of this vacant lot. And it's expanding. It's trying to expand further into the lot. And it wants to take over the whole lot. And left on its own, it might. It's not just plants, of course. Animals, starlings, for example. When starlings were first somewhat accidentally introduced into New York City, a long time ago, who knew that they would basically take over? And every fall here in Des Moines, we see literally vast flocks of starlings flying overhead. And again, when you've got that much of one species, it impacts the viability of other species. Third one I'd point to is squirrels. Squirrels have done incredibly well in my neighborhood, too well, in fact. My garden can attest to that. My reason for talking about this is that AI is intelligence. It is intelligence. It is, in a very real sense, life. And especially as it becomes generative, being able to not just mimic what it's told, not just feed you from information it's collected, but to actually generate its own content, it will also seek to dominate. And it will dominate if there are no guardrails. And again, as I pointed out earlier, there are some guardrails, and AI is already rolling over those guardrails. So the big question is, what is our role in a future where AI becomes the dominant life form on the planet? So, does AI settle for a symbiotic relationship? Maybe even doing some good things to keep us going, addressing climate change, curing disease, ending the loss of species that are declining. It might need us. It might need us to produce energy, for example, to feed its insatiable appetite. Or maybe AI figures out it can use us to generate power without any symbiosis. So think the Matrix, okay? And so I'm sorry if I am Eddie Downer, okay? But I'm going with the doom option. I think, and even if you don't agree, shouldn't we be super careful about the possibility that AI could lead to that horrible conclusion that some are warning about? And to that end, shouldn't we at least regulate the heck out of the industry? I think that's where we have to go. And some people say, well, you can't say no to technology, but Okay, here's a clip from an interview with Tristan Harris. And I'm sorry about the hyped up music that's part of the clip.
AI is already doing things like blackmailing people. And we have evidence that we didn't have even like 6 months ago, where if an AI model reading a company's email finds out it's about to get replaced with another AI model, and then it also reads in the company email that one executive is having an affair with an employee, the AI will independently blackmail that executive in order to keep itself alive. I mean, we're heading for so much transformative change faster than our society is currently prepared to deal with it. And there's a different conversation happening publicly than the one that the AI companies are having privately about which world we're heading to, which is a future that people don't want. But we didn't consent to have six people make that decision on behalf of 8 billion people.
I think it's really serious, and even if some people don't think it's that, the threat of extinction is that serious, the threat of being taken over completely by AI, ought we not to at least try to put in as firm a regulatory framework as possible? And to their credit, some states are trying to do that. But they are being stonewalled by the federal government. The federal government, instead of just saying, "Well, okay, we'll let states do what they want," no, it's gone aggressively against letting states do what they want. And I say that's because look at the cozy relationship between big tech and big government. Look who Trump took to China with him. Okay, this is a blatant conflict of interest, and there are so many lobbyists right now making sure that Congress does nothing. I mean, even though I would argue that so many areas of our economy are not very adequately regulated, and we have very little capacity to prevent monopolies from forming, at least some states are trying. But with Congress again getting in the way and saying, no, you can't do that, And with and again, I haven't studied in enough detail yet what's happening across the world, but in other countries. But you know, there has to be this regulatory framework in place. There right now, you know, again, OpenAI, some of the other big players don't want that. I would say that Anthropic is probably one of a handful of big companies, big AI companies that would like to see more, you know, stronger guardrails. But there are some who just don't want to see that. They want to be the first to develop the most powerful generative AI system, you know, imaginable, and they want to be able to use that to dominate the landscape. You know, finally, related to that, in big news, it's just in the last couple hours, Elon Musk, you know, of course, sued Sam Altman and OpenAI back in 2024, alleging that OpenAI had violated its commitment to keep the company as a nonprofit. And, you know, Musk gets to help start that company in 2015, but he left the board 3 years later. And the jury found that Musk's claims were filed outside the statute of limitations. So, you know, determined that Musk should have done that within 3 years. I have a feeling that if he had, he would have been right. I mean, it's hard for me to get excited about either Musk or Sam Altman, you know, but I think Musk was probably right. I mean, especially if you read the book Empire of AI, clearly Sam Altman took that from a nonprofit vision to a very, very for-profit entity.